Hey, so you might be wondering where I've been. Thank you so much for tuning on this episode. And basically, I guess you could say I took a bit of a summer break. Anyways, I'm back and we're gonna get this episode started. So this week's social justice issue is actually coronavirus outbreak number 5, the worst thing ever, Delta variant. So if you don't know what Delta variant is, basically, I'll tell you what to know about the breakthrough infections and the Delta variant itself. So Delta variant is technically like the fifth and worst version of COVID, basically. And this episode will probably just be limited to Texas State Supreme Court. So I'll be talking now about the Texas State Supreme Court upholding the governor's mask mandate ban for now. So first, let me tell you some facts. Hospitalizations of Americans under 50 have reached new pandemic highs. The next thing is the U.S. Virgin Islands face their worst surge since the start of the pandemic. Trudeau calls an election in Canada and a surge of new COVID cases, doubts, anger, and anxiety as another pandemic school year begins. Wonderful, just wonderful. We're all going to school. Actually, I'm going to school tomorrow, and that's quite scary. So basically, I mean, school, we have to wear a mask, obviously. But what if we actually do get COVID, you know? So the governor of Texas, Greg Abbott, can ban mask mandates, at least for now, after the state Supreme Court sided with the state on Sunday, granting a request for an emergency stay of appellate court ruling that would have allowed schools to make face coverings mandatory. The decision is temporary, lasting only until the state Supreme Court, whose justices are elected and are currently all Republicans, makes a final ruling. The Dallas Independent School District and San Antonio Independent School District each said on Monday that they would continue to require face masks for now, despite the ruling. The city of San Antonio and Bexar County's response to the Texas Supreme Court continues to emphasize that the governor cannot use his emergency powers to suspend laws that provide local entities that needed flexibility to act in an emergency. Basically, his suspension authority is meant to facilitate action, not prohibit it. So, honestly, as you can tell, Delta variant is obviously terrible. So, as a number, like, we'll be talking about vaccines now. If you're not vaccinated, get vaccinated. Like, just do it. Get it. As the numbers of COVID-19 cases and hospitalizations surge, so has the demand for coronavirus vaccine. According to data from the Texas Department of State Health Services, personnel administered more than 50% more doses of a vaccine last week than they had a month ago. Statewide, vaccines administered dipped to a post-March low of 314,614 to the week of June 28th. Last week, 475,100 people got the shot, an increase of 51%, which is a large, immense increase. Vaccination across North Texas's four largest countries have largely mirrored those statewide. The raw number of vaccinations hit a low point the week of July 12th, according to DSHS, but since then, the rate has steadily increased. It's hard to pinpoint what exactly led. It's hard to exactly pinpoint, I guess, what really led to the climbing vaccination rate, but honestly, everybody would want it considering how like dangerous this new version of COVID is, basically. And the start of school in many Texas districts and the vaccine mandates puts it in place by some employers. So definitely not good, you know? Definitely not good. Not good at all. So we need to talk about that as well. But first, as of today, August 16th, local officials in Texas who have been battling their governor over mask mandates said that they would continue to require face coverings in schools despite a setback in the state Supreme Court. The latest manifestation of the political divide over how to beat back the coronavirus comes as the Delta variant is leading a spike in new cases, including among children. Texas's highest court on Sunday voided two temporary lower court orders that had permitted countries that are home to Dallas and San Antonio, the state's most populous cities after Houston, to require masks in schools. The lower court orders had by Republican Governor Greg Abbott. The local mask orders align with the recommendations of the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. As the Dallas ISD welcomed back students to class on Monday for the start of the academic year, its website declared that we're still requiring that masks be worn while on district property. So obviously with this, I will write a whole description in the bio of this episode, so you can check that out, but I'm going to just leave it at that, and next week, hopefully we'll have more to talk about. Actually, there's a lot going on with COVID that I need to talk about. I don't want to keep repeating in this episode, so I'm just going to end it off here, so thank you so much for listening, and please do read the description, as I'll insert basically what I just talked about now, as a quick recap. Thank you.